Happy, happy Christmas, dear family. This is the special day, the special baby, the special man, the special event, the special love that binds us together with each other, and indeed with all Christians worldwide, that bonds us in a common purpose and oneness of mind. Sending Jesus to earth on that first Christmas was part of the unfolding of God's great love plan that made it possible for us to live our lives for love. We celebrate this gift of God's love not just one day a year, but all year long with all who understand the real meaning of the season. Christmas continues throughout the year as we joyfully proclaim Jesus' birth, His life, His death, and His resurrection through our words and our deeds. What we celebrate at Christmas is a love so monumental that it encircles all mankind and can be expressed in any language, by anyone and to anyone. At the same time, it is a love so intimate that it understands each one's unique and deepest heart cry and provides the perfect personalized solutions, because that love knows and understands us better than we understand ourselves. Thank you for doing your part to bring unity to this world and peace on earth by sharing this love. As someone said, O Christmas sun, what holy task is thine, to fold a world in the embrace of God. You are part of that embrace. You've given gifts of laughter. You've shared the gift of song. You've given gifts of empathy that last a whole life long. You've given cheerful missives. You've lent your helping hands. You've reached out to your neighbors and showed you understand. You've spread news of His mighty works through letters far and near. You've stopped to help the weak and poor with prayer to quell their fears. You've given gifts of hope and trust to make the wounded whole. You've lighted faith's bright candles, spurring on the weary soul. You've cheered the long and dreary times that oft precede the dawn. In word and deed and thought, your life reflects God's own heart song. Peter and I admire each one of you. We honor you for your sacrifices in spreading Jesus to others throughout the year. Your efforts have enhanced the lives of so many. God in you has brought to others His heavenly touch. Each of you has inside yourself, as someone so well put it, a piece of good news. And because of that, each of you is a very great, very important individual. When you spread that good news, Christmas becomes not a date, but a state of mind. Christmas is about giving in every way. God giving His Son, Jesus giving His life, us giving our love, which is His love. God started Christmas giving, and we carry it on. As one writer put it, Christmas is not just a day, an event to be observed and speedily forgotten. It is a spirit which should permeate every part of our lives. To believe that the spirit of Christmas does change lives and to labor for the realization of its coming to all men is the essence of our faith in Christ. This you believe, and this you live. There's a beautiful poem that expresses the mission Jesus gave to us when He came into the world. Christmas is not in tinsel and lights and outward show. The secret lies in an inner glow. It's lighting a fire inside the heart, goodwill and joy a vital part. It is higher thought and a greater plan. It's a glorious dream in the soul of man. Christmas begins deep down inside, then engulfs the world like a mighty tide. May the Lord continue to empower you to help others to discover the most beautiful gift ever given to humankind. There was a gift for each of us left under the tree of life 2,000 years ago by him whose birthday we celebrate today. The gift was withheld from no one. Some have left the packages unclaimed. Some have accepted the gift and carried it around, but have failed to remove the wrappings and look inside to discover the hidden splendor. The packages are all alike, and each is a scroll on which is written, "All that the Father has is yours. Take it and live." We pray for you as you continue your Christmas giving each day of the year, that your lives will be enhanced and enriched by your experiences, that the Lord will refill and repay you for all that you sacrifice in order to bring His love to others. Happy, happy Christmas, dear family. We love you.